Blog Talk Radio.
Next time, you know I can't.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray for our nation. Let us pray for other nations. Let us pray for our families. Let us pray for our children, our husband, our wives, our state and local representatives of our country. Let us pray for our ministers. We need to pray for every facet of life in our society. The devil is trying to rob us of everything that he can. He wants to take out the love and the compassion that God has ordained. Praise God. The devil is a liar. The devil don't want any facet of love to be portrayed in any facet of life, in the human life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is a time we are celebrating love. We need to portray love as God has intended. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sin. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. Oh, God, we need you. We need you, Lord, for we can't do without you, Lord. We need you in every facet of our life. We need you to show us, God. We need you to help us, God. Father, we can't do it by ourselves. Father, we're calling unto you because we need your help. We need your direction, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we are calling in that name, which is above every other name, which is greater than any other name. There is no other name on this earth as powerful as your name. Lord, look on your people. God, don't let this love day pass them and they haven't known how to show love, real love, to one another, to their fellow sisters and brothers. And God, hold everyone dear in their hearts, oh God. Help everyone, oh God, to be compassionate this February season. Oh God, and we know all the time, but God, if we can get it together, we can just get it together this month, God. We can carry it on throughout the year, God. Because it'll be real, it'll be genuine, oh Father God. Help us, oh God, not to pretend. Help us not to be slack, oh God. Help us, oh God, to love one another's children, oh God. Help us not to look down, God, on one another, but to uphold one another in love, God. And God, if we see one in a sin, God, we'll pray. If we see one that done fell down, we'll pick them up, God. Oh, Father God. Oh, we praying for the compassion to return, God, in your people. God, I heard you say, Lord God, we have lost our first love. We have lost our first love. Oh, God, help us, oh, God, to return. To return, oh, God, to you. Father God, you said in your word, God, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then will you hear from heaven and you will heal this land. God, oh Father, our land need healing, Lord. Oh Father God, our land need healing. God, it is corrupt. It is torn. It's being battered. Oh Father God, our young men is behind prison bars. Our young men, God, is on drugs. Our young women are getting pregnant and on drugs, God. Satan is battering them, oh God. Our husband is walking off from the wives, from the children, God. Oh, Father God, desertion, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we need you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Satan comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. God, but you have come, God, that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, make yourself real to us, God. We can't do it without you, Lord. Make yourself real in every way, in every aspect, oh God, of our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, let love reign like never before in the hearts of your people. what you have intended, oh God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, oh God. Oh, we are calling unto you, the author and the finisher of our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your undying love. Thank you, Lord God. You gave your only begotten Son for us, God. You gave him, God, for a ransom for us because you loved us so much, Lord. You loved us so much, Father. You gave your only Son, God, to die for our sin. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you were willing to, Lord. Oh, thank you for your willingness. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, touch everyone, oh, God, that is sick and need a healing in their bodies. I know that you are a healer, Lord. Touch everyone that is down and that need uplifting. Touch everyone that have children and they don't know what to do. Let them lean upon you, Jesus. You are the answer, Lord, to every one of our problems, God. You hold all in your hands, God. And, Lord, we can't do anything without you, Father. Oh, Lord God. Oh, merciful God. You are merciful God. You are understanding God. You are all-knowing God. Oh, God, we call upon you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. My high priest and king, I call upon you, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, all across this land, God, touch your people tonight, God. Oh, we need a mighty touch from you, Lord. We need a mighty touch from you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, Father God, let your righteousness reign, God, in our hearts and minds. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything that you are doing, everything that you are going to do, oh, God, because we know that you do great and mighty things, God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, glory to God. Well, good evening. Praise God. We are so glad that you have tuned in. Listen to the program tonight. We pray that you be encouraged. Praise God. And all whatever the devil is trying to fight you with, we kick him out right now, and we let him know that he have no authority. You are listening to God's Favorites radio program coming to you. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Yes, Jesus said he will give us rest from everything, every battle that we have to fight, because he'll get in the battle and he'll fight for us. Praise God. We don't have to go through any of the battles by ourselves. Jesus is always right there. I don't care if it's that son or that daughter. It may be drugs, it may be prison walls, or whatever you may be facing. God is right there. God is right there with you. Yes, he is. He's right there with you to fight every battle, to help you conquer. You have a mighty conqueror, and he makes you a conqueror. You can conquer that thing with the blood of Jesus through the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, my co-host is out this afternoon. She's ill. Pray for her. Sister Peggy Biden, keep her in your prayers. Sister Helena Thomas, which had a fall, and now she's in rehab. Sister Shirley Fazan, she's going to rehab. So different ones that we know. I'm quite sure you know someone as well. Pray for them. Lift them up before the Lord daily and believe God for healing in their bodies. Yes, they need healing. They need God to step in. all these people that I just called elderly. They are up in age. I went to the nursing home and visited a good friend the other day. She's 87 years old, getting up in age. Praise God. But we need to pray for those that are in the nursing homes. Pray for those that are in the hospitals. Pray for those behind prison walls in every facet of life that you can think of. I pray for my mail carrier that she don't get sick, or he or whoever delivering my mail every day, that God will keep them. Them all hurt, harm, and danger. They are out there doing things for us that I don't do. Praise God, or you don't do. But they are out there, oh, in the rain, the cold, the sleet, and the snow. Yes. So we need to pray one for another. Praise God. Praise God. It's so much to pray for. It is so much to pray for. And we can just pray at no end. Praise God, because that's why God commanded us to pray ye one for another. Praise God. Well, my title of the message tonight, we're going to go into it. Praise God. My title is, since this is nearing Valentine's Day, my title is All Love, All Liking, All Delight. All Love, All Liking, All Delight. Praise God. All love. Praise God. Hallelujah. All. Give your all. Give your all. Don't hold nothing back. Praise God. And I'm going to be reading an excerpt from, and if you could get this book, it would be very good, from Ed Wheat and Gail Wheat, Intended for Pleasure. Intended for Pleasure. Praise God. All love, all liking, all delight. Praise God. A traveler from outer space, able to read current literature on sex and marriage, might easily gain the impression that marriage love consists of physical sensation lasting only a few seconds, which everyone is trying for. And this same visitor to our planet might well ask in his own way, if that's all there is to mating process of these creatures, what's all of the fuss about? Of course, there is much, much more. All love, all liking, all delight. In the words of Robert Kendrick, but the secular world has become preoccupied with physical techniques. Much of the Christian world is debating the implication of the biblical order of relationships in Ephesians 5. And seldom does anyone venture into the area between where the dynamics of the sexual union in marriage are considered. Not physical techniques, not the deep underlining principles, but how two people committed in marriage actually interact in love to approach the one flesh experience. God created this back in the Garden of Eden. With Adam and Eve, intended for pleasure. How two can interact with one another. Love. It's supposed to be love at all times. This love should never die. After the Bible has dealt with this basic order of the husband and wife, sacrificial love and submission, it leaves much to our understanding concerning these dynamics of sexual relationships. The Bible's silence does not imply that the last word has already been said, but rather that God
in his vast good sense, allows each of his creatures to explore the unlimited possibilities inherent in the relationship he himself thought up. God is the one thought this up long before you knew yourself. Praise God. These unlimited possibilities somehow converge into offering which two people make of themselves to each other, an offering which reflects all that they are separately and all that they will become together. Two people are supposed to be so powerful together. Two is better than one. Two people are supposed to be so powerful. But yet, we allow Satan to come in and destroy what God has ordained. Without trying to pin down the specifics, which will be as different in every marriage as individuals involved, we can make these observations about the dynamics of the sexual relationship between man and wife. First, the sexual relationship is meant to be full of life, rich in emotion, and ever-changing within the security of the marriage commitment. When lovemaking makes on a tiresome sameness of routine, both partners may feel a vague sense of dissatisfaction with unnamed longing, even though they do not realize that something precious is missing. That missing something, of course, is the free and active expression of a living love. In such sense, their love needs to be renewed or liberated. Sometimes a dull routine develops because either husband or wife fears change and tries to keep the act of love static as security measure. That individual is unwillingly choosing emptiness, not fullness. The choice becomes another form of burying one's good in the ground because one is afraid. The Lord Jesus was not pleased with that approach, nor do we think he is pleased with a lifeless, emotionally barren relationship. What keeps the relationship vital and moving is a joyous pattern of natural response, the kind we see pictured in the ever-changing relationship of Solomon and his bride in the Song of Solomon. Praise God. The two lovers had periods of almost indescribable pleasure, interspersed with changes of fortune and diversities of feelings. If you read the Songs of Solomon, which we hope we'll get to, there was always interchangeable feelings going on in Solomon's life. Praise God. That is so wonderful. That's what God ordained. There's not a perfect relationship because they were humans, and we are humans. When he wanted her at one point, she did not wish to be disturbed. Then after he had turned away, her heart was moved for him, and she sought him until they were reunited, and that's what we are to do. But sometimes we get so stubborn. We get so stubborn. Praise God. Their reunion became a glorious blending of mutual pleasures as he poured forth words of intense appreciation. How fair and how pleasant art thou, O love, for delights. And she passionately assured him that her delights were all for him. But do we do it today?
Do we express ourselves to our mates today? Or do we just turn away and turn one off? Those are most perfect moments that sometimes happen between lovers, tempt to become collectors, trying to capture and repeat our favorite experiences. They are pleasures to remember, but a clinging to the past often causes us to miss out on new delights which are still ahead. The time when our love relationship is admittedly less than perfect will always leave room for more movement toward each other. As long as we are committed to each other, we need not fear the constant change within marriage. So we see what causes marriage to change and to come down, because we are not committed to each other as God has intended. The ebb of the flow of the relationship of two lovers, it is a sign of life. C.S. Lewis somehow caught the essence of that continuing change in a few vital phrases describing his own marriage. H and I feasted on love, every mood of it. Solemn and merry, romantic and realistic, sometime as drastic as a thunderstorm, sometimes as comfortable and unemphatic as putting on your soft slippers. No enemy of heart or body remain unsatisfied from a grief observed. If the relationship is constantly changing, so are the needs of the two people involved. Therefore, our second observation is that there is no fixed part for each mate to play within sexual experience. For instance, there can be no boss in the mutuality of coming together. While the man is to be tenderly protected, there is no place in love for a rigid dominion in his part. To say that a wife is to be submissive in the overall pattern of the home does not imply that in the sexual relationship she is unlimited to awaiting his pleasure. She has the equal privilege of initiating the act of love and offering her own imaginative style of pleasure to the total relationship. Each can be most truly himself or herself in this particular area of the marriage, with neither locked into a role which must be played again and again. The husband may be essentially a strong personality. There are times in the privacy of their loves when he will want to be dependent upon his wife and free to express this. She may sometimes need the knowledge of his strength and should be free both to be that which he needs and to seek that which she needs. Together, each can give the emotional substance which the other requires. In such a relationship, fantasizes sex will be discarded as something outgrown, as much less than the real thing. Surely part of the delight of the relationship is that opportunity in the privacy of your bedroom to be all that you know you can be, yet never show the rest of the world. God be thanked, says Robert Browning. The meanest of his creature boasts two sides, soul side, one to face the world with one to show a woman when he loves her.
you can be most totally your true self with your mate. Look what God has intended. Look what God ordained. Adam and Eve. Think back in the garden with Adam and Eve. That's where it started. Praise God. Perhaps others think of you as stiff, cool, reserved. Well, there with your partner, you love together. You're free to be passionate or tender as the mood strikes you, protective or dependent, flirterous or surrendered. There should be room in the sexual relationship for all parts of your personality to be expressed at one time or another. And all the while, the expression of your own being meets the needs of your mate. How do I love thee? You know, by Elizabeth Barrett Browning in Sonnets from the Portuguese. That is a poem that has stayed with me all my life. I recited that in middle school, and it has stayed with me. Oh, I love that poem by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth, breadth, and height. I just love that poem so much. Praise God. And it has been recited all over the world. Praise God. One of the world's most famous love poems. Praise God. I love thee to the level of everyday most quiet need by sun and candlelight. Our third observation concerns the importance of lighthearted approach to lovemaking in marriage. Sex with your partner is far more than recreation, of course, but it is that as well. The best, the most relaxing, renewing recreation known to man, and God planned that too. No wonder it is often called love play. It is fun, not duty, high excitement, not boredom, something to anticipate, not a dreary experience to be avoided if you can. It should be and can be the highlight of any ordinary day as two people come together to refresh themselves in each other's love, to find forgetfulness from the cares and the insults of life, and to experience the total wonderful relaxation God designed and accumulation of the lovemaking with both husband and wife reaching release. How ironic that couples search for all manner of recreation elsewhere, never having discovered the fullness of pleasure available to them in their own bedroom. The Christian couple who have experienced this fullness will praise God together for what he has provided for them. Do we have couples doing that today? Praising God for one another, for what he has blessed them with. Praise God. Our fourth one, the sexual relationship between husband and wife offers the unique opportunity to care for the responsibility for a human being in most complete sense possible. Husband and wife are meant to love each other's bodies as if they were their own possession, not as merchandise which can be used for satisfaction and discard at will, but as treasure of great lasting value. As we recognize how infinitely we are appreciated by our mates, we develop the assurance of our own self-worth. Praise God. C.S. Lewis observed that even his body had such a different importance because it was the body of his wife, love. This caring and responsibility will extend outward to the homely details of life, paying the rent and keeping the house, buying groceries and cooking and good meals, looking after each other all of the time. We want our husband and wife brought back together, praise God. But it best begin with the sensitive appreciation of one another. Partners in love relationship, it continues to be nurtured there. Inevitably, we come to the matter of the mysterious oneness of the sexual relationship to be two separate individuals, yet merged into one through a physical spiritual act, defies explanation. Yet we have the privilege of living it, of knowing completion through our marriage partner in the act of love. The human sexual union leaps the walls of separation and loneliness, fuses our partialities and contrariness into wholeness, joins our fragments of life into a new, unveiling identity, wrote George Cornell, Associated Press, that this great completion takes place at a moment in time when we also experience the keenest ecstasy known to human being, makes a miracle of God provision for us. And then it is so uniquely and amazingly personal. Our very own experience, which none can match or enter into. No one else can tell us just how to share life with our mates, even though we have people interfering, and we shouldn't let anyone interfere. We let mother-in-laws, sister-in-laws, sisters, but we shouldn't let anyone into our personal life with our mates. Praise God. This is awesome. The dynamics are for each to explore, experience, and develop into harmony as near perfection as possible. They will include spontaneity of life, freedom and expression, expectancy of pleasure, sensitivity in caring, and yieldingness leading to completion. But precisely how they will manifest themselves, no one else can say. As you come to know yourself and your lover, you will know best how to love that special one. There will be intimacy, tempered by likeness of touch, partners creating a pattern together and being invisible, nourished by it. Your response of love, liking and delight in each other will be as a bright thread of joy woven in the ordinary colors of daily life. Sex remains indefinable, unexpectable, mysterious, noted Cornell after writing a series of newspaper articles. It is like a piece of Mozart music of which a listener once asked him to explain its meaning. Praise God. When we look at love this Valentine's Day, if you are married, I pray that you would look at it in that way that I just read it from this author. And if you would like to get the book again, that was just an excerpt, but it's a great book by Ed Wheat and Gail Wheat, Intended for Pleasure. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we have the love chapter. And many don't go in and seek out this chapter and study it, but you should. God said, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not love, charity, I am become as sounding brass, a tingling tinkles, cymbals. You know, I don't want to be just a tingling. I want to love people in every aspect of life. That's my goal. And I praise for that to help me to love. Not to be phony. Not to be just saying words. And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. No matter what you do in life, no matter what you're doing, if you're not doing it in love, it's nothing. And you think that I want to be going around just doing nothing. No. I want to fulfill God's purpose in my life. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. I could go out there and help clean up after the storm, but if it's not done in love, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Long, that means no ending to love. Envies not, charity vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Doeth not believe itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own way, and is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Beareth all things. You have to bear all. Some people say, I'm just not going to put up with that. No, that is not love. It beareth all things. You got to bear some things. If you bear it, God's going to help you through it. Praise God. Believeth all things, hopeth all things. You got to keep your hope in Jesus Christ. Endureth all things. Charity never faileth. Love don't fail. People gives up on love. People don't love no more. But if you ever love me, you will always love me. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Anything else will fail, but love won't fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall see. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that is which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. When we come, you know, we should not be on milk, but we should be on bread. Strong meat, strong in the Lord as we grow. Praise God. When I was a child, I thought as a child. Praise God. And I thought as a, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but when face to face, now in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith. In me abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is love. That's what I'm saying. The greatest, God's greatest is love. God's greatest is love. Praise God. We want to love God.
We just want to love people. Do things for people this season, this month. Do things in love. Solomon said, "Thou art beautiful, O my love, Taras, comely as Jerusalem, terrible as any army with banners. Turn away thine eyes from me, for they have overcome me. Their hair is like the flocks of goats that appear from Gilead. Their teeth as the flock of sheep which go up from the washing, whereof every one beareth twins, and there is not one barren among them. As a piece of pomegranate are thy temples within thy locks. There are 80 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number. My dove, my undefiled, is but one. She is the only one of her mother. She is the choice, one of her that bare her. The daughters saw her and blessed her, yea, the queens and the concubines, and they praised her. Who is she that looketh forth as the morning, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? I went down into the garden of nuts to see the fruits of the valley and to see whether the vine flourished and the pomegranates budded. Or ever I was aware, my soul made me like the cherries of a melody. Return, return, O Shulamite, return, return, that we may look upon thee. He's calling for that Shulamite woman. What will ye see in the Shulamite? As it were, the company of two armies. Praise God. I just love the Song of Solomon. It is so beautiful when it's read with Jesus in view. And when you read it and knowing God's love for you, it's so deeply. See, love is so deep, you can't go under it. Love is so high, you can't go over it. Love is so wide, you can't go around it. Why? Because it's Jesus. It's God. It's everywhere. Then, if we look at God in that sense, then we should check ourselves and say, God, give me that passion of love for one another. Give me that passion of love for one another, because you are so great, God. God, you are great, God. And your love is, oh, God, I want to just love deep and passionate like you. I want to have that compassion, Lord, as you have said for us to be compassionate to one another. I don't ever want to fall out of love with anybody. I want to be ever loving and helping and caring, picking up. Oh, God. You know, if we can ever get the church to that, the church is going through a very serious turmoil right now. There's a great falling away from the church. Why? Because the love is not as compassionate as God has intended for it to be. As I read earlier, how intimate two people are to be. How God has ordained it from the beginning. And still, we have marriages over 60% is divorcing. That is horrifying, or maybe more. They are getting married and divorcing. Well, where did the love go? Did they ever love, or
Was it just a feeling, a fantasy? Love never fails. Love never gives up on one another. Love trusts in one another. Love depends. Love clings. You fight for that love. You fight every demon in hell and command him to go. To get out in Jesus' name. You may have to get along sometime to yourself and pray and believe God, but don't give up. Don't give up. Praise God. It is a hard thing when a marriage is broken up. One hurts better than the other. And if there's children involved, it hurts. So it brings on hurts. That's why we have hurts on our program. Praise God. Hurts need to be healed in. Praise God. We need healing from hurts, pain, suffering. All this is of the devil. God intended it for pleasure. Man has the devil has intended it for bad. Love never ends. Love just keep on going. It keep on fighting for what's right. And it gets rid of the wrong. And it all reflects back to the individual. You have to look at yourself. Because you have so much wrong with yourself than the other person. This is so awesome. This love. This love is deeper than we can ever think or ask. It's deeper than we can comprehend in our little mind. This love is so deep. Try to find someone that you haven't loved and loved this week. Praise God. Many roses will be sent. Candy will be bought. Much will be said. Marriages will take place. But what will end? Will it continue or will it end? Praise God. Love never fails. True love will not allow Satan to come in and destroy. Praise God. May I bless you. Praise God. Oh, praise God. It's a wonderful lesson. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. All face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he be gracious to you. And may he give you all of his choice blessings throughout this year, this month, tomorrow, tonight. May the Lord bless and keep you. I just pray God. God say put his blessings upon you. And I believe God will bless you. And whatever you stand in need for, God said he will supply your every need. And you're going in, you're coming out, you're uprising, you're sitting down. May you be blessed continuously. May his love flourish you with blessings in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Have a good one now and be back with us. Be with us with Mental Janice on Friday night and back here with God's Favorites on Sunday night. Praise God. Hallelujah. We love you in the Lord. And if you have a need to call us at 504-347-5797. Bye-bye.